Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya-Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we'll be hearing from IBM India's Rajesh Ray, who will be talking to us all about solving dairy industry challenges with next-generation technology solutions. Hello, Rajesh, and welcome back to our podcast.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
Great. So, Rajesh, we're talking dairy and we're talking tech. As a first question to dive right into, tell us, Rajesh, what are the typical traditional challenges that are experienced within the dairy industry?
So dairy industry faces traditionally many challenges. One is the supply not necessarily match demand in this industry. As you understand that, you know, dairy cows cannot be turned on and off like machines in a factory. So dairy firms need to have production to handle the peak months, but they have unused capacity during some other months. So there is always a demand and supply mismatch. The second one is their supply chain need unmatched speed. As you understand, that milk is having a shelf life of less than 2 days from the point it is collected to the point it is actually in the retail store. So the entire supply chain need to match that speed to operate. The third one is the volatility of price and quality. Almost every day, the raw milk price and quality can vary. And fourth one is the ensuring self-ripe, but not only mandatory, but a competitive differentiator as well. Customers want to buy fresh items. So even if there are two milk bottles, both have the self-life remaining, generally the customer will always pick up the one which has the more self-life remaining. So that's dairy companies typically fight on that self-life. And the fifth and the last one is obviously the proliferation of SKUs. New dairy products are coming every day. Such as you can hear a lot of crazy products today in the market, like, you know, lactose-free milk, organic yogurt. And proliferation also means there can be a lot of customized packaging options. Like nowadays, you get 4 packs of yogurt in a carton. So that is also a challenge because number of SKUs are increasing day by day in this industry.
Okay, Rajesh. So, I mean, just to zone in a bit more, you know, over and above these five challenges that you've just mentioned, would you say that there are any additional specific challenges that you would see in certain countries, for example, or new challenges that have affected the industry, say, in the last decade?
So, yes. So, in addition to whatever challenges we talked about, if you get into the specific countries or specific geographies, there are specific challenges that is pertaining to that geography. I'll just again give some example. Like, you know, in developing countries, infrastructure is not as good as we see in, say, North America or Europe. So, in areas of insufficient cold chain, there are very frequent electricity outage in rural area, lack of distribution capability. These are also some of the challenges which developing countries faces. The second one is highly fragmented supply base, especially in developing countries. Third more important thing is that nowadays dairy competitors are not only facing competition only from dairy companies, they're also facing competition from other competitors in the same industry. Like I'll give an example, like in many countries, you will find that dairy companies are nowadays facing competition from consumer goods companies. It is also facing competition from alternate products, like, you know, nowadays, shaw, almond, rice, coconut milk, all based products based on this is rapidly gaining ground. Legislation is increasingly becoming stringent. And now companies need to provide where the milk is coming from, what is the temperature at which the material is stored, what is the temperature during the transport, etc., depending on a lot of data set they need to provide to government authorities, depending on what country they are. So legislation is also becoming quite stringent, and that's also another set of competition which we increasingly see dairy companies are facing.
Great. Okay. So there definitely are, you know, challenges that are context specific depending on various countries, as well as additional challenges that you've just mentioned for the industry in the wider sense.
Correct.
So if we spoke a bit more about tech now, Rajesh, how would you say that next generation technology solutions are helping to solve some of the challenges that the dairy industry is facing today?
So here I will talk about three specific examples. The first one is adoption of technology in new product development. So like absent shop cold chain in developing countries has led to development of specialized product, like which can withstand ultra high temperature requiring no refrigeration, etc. So that's about new kind of products which is getting developed, and that's where technology has contributed. The second one is technology is also contributing in terms of adopting to reduce farmers' workload. So I'll just give an example here. One great innovation in this direction is robotic milking machines. Like cows enter the milking parlor and a laser detects their udders. An arm of the robot attaches the udders and begins milking. And while the milking is underway, the system watches the impurities or any other problems. This technology can offer several benefits, like farmers can milk the cows when they want rather than adhering to a specific schedule, and milking machine also reduce the farmer's workload. The third one which I should talk about is adoption of technology to keep the main stakeholder of the chain happy. And here I'm talking about cow, who is actually the main stakeholder of this entire dairy value chain and from where the dairy value chain starts. And unfortunately, in many places, we had seen that at the end of the day, cows are often most neglected stakeholder. The good news is that of late, many dairy firms realize this, and they're investing in technology like radio frequency identification tag, in short, what we call as RFID tag, and that brought a revolution here. Now, the RFID tag affixed with the cattle can track when a cow is eating or resting, as well as its health. For example, if there is a low activity or a cold body temperature for a cow, that can signal that it is not feeling well. This data eventually helped to educate farmers and implement necessary veterinary schemes, monitor cow health, early warning for any cow disease, and even it has gone to extent which it even can predict the average yield pattern for the cow during a particular day.
Okay, great. So definitely nice to hear about these technologies that exist and that can be leveraged to kind of combat some of these challenges. And so Rajesh, how would you say that the dairy industry can benefit from the recent digital revolution with technologies like blockchain, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So digital technologies can have many useful cases for this industry, and which we are seeing that many dairy companies are adopting. Now, I will talk about, again, three specific examples. First one is how dairy companies are using IoT to monitor quality in each stage of dairy supply chain. So maintaining and tracing quality at each stage of dairy supply chain is of paramount importance, and Internet of Things can acquire data via sensor that are embedded in all equipments in a dairy system and can start recording data starting from first milk receipt. So it can transmit that data to a big data cloud platform where further analytics can be built to suit requirements of various stakeholders. IoT sensors measure milk conductivity to test for diseased cow milk before accepting it from farmers. Sensors in chillers track regular cleaning. Buyers of milk, such as large dairy cooperatives and companies, can track conditions under which the milk is stored, transported, and distributed. They now have accurate data about the quality and composition of milk, the history of production by each farmer, and fees owed to them, leading to improved inventory management and reduced waste. The second one is very new. They're using blockchain. So using blockchain technology to record a sequence of events from farm to fridge. So in dairy supply chain, data is recorded from when the milk was produced on the farm all the way up to the time the milk bottle is on the store shelf. This is an ideal use case for adoption of blockchain technology that can automate and sequence information by timestamp to create a full track and trace database. The final one is the artificial intelligence, how we can use artificial intelligence to bring better predictability in dairy supply chain. Like as I was discussing earlier, one of the biggest problems dairy companies are facing today is to match their supply with demand. This led to challenge for farms during peak months and unused capacity during other months, because in peak months, they have a lot of milk, but they don't have an additional required facility to process it. But at the same time, there are certain months where there is very less milk they are getting, but they have, you know, factories running out of milk. So artificial intelligence technology can help the industry here. This technology can predict better intake from farm by predicting how much milk cows will produce in future, considering variety of factors like season, farm's geographical location, past production rate, etc. And this early prediction of expected volume from each region can help dairy companies to plan their transports also much in advance, plan their cash flow, like amounts that has to be paid to farms and cooperatives, because in many cases it has to be paid on a daily basis as soon as the milk is collected from them, and finally, to improve profitability.
Great. Thanks, Rajesh. And so, I mean, obviously, this is a topic that has a very wide scope and lots of interesting aspects to speak about. So if our listeners would like to continue this discussion with you about the different, you know, dairy industry challenges that can be solved with next generation technology solutions, where can they reach out to you?
So my mail ID is RAJESRAY, Rajesh Ray @in.ibm.com. So if anyone has a query, I'll be happy to respond.
Fantastic. Well, there you have it. You're free to reach out to Rajesh to take this discussion further. So thank you very much, Rajesh, once again for joining us on our podcast series and for sharing those very, very valuable insights.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel, very much.
And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End to End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes or for more information about the End to End Value Chain initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.